Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that might not be the most glamorous topic, but trust me, it is super important. We're talking about website quality assurance. And you know, you're probably thinking about this if you are considering building a website, or maybe you're wondering why some web design quotes are so much higher than others.
You are absolutely right to question those quotes. There is a lot more to a truly effective website than meets the eye.
Oh yeah, for
And it
sure.
all comes down to quality assurance.
Okay, so let's dive right in. We've got this awesome blog post from Busy Busy. They're an experiential creative company that really breaks down website QA, especially for startups.
And what's fascinating here is that Busy Busy highlights a really common pitfall. A lot of people, they gravitate towards the cheapest website options.
Yeah, totally.
But they don't realize that cutting corners on QA can seriously backfire.
So let's talk about the why. Why does a robust QA process matter so much? What are the real-world consequences of skipping this step?
I mean, think about it this way. You spend all this time and effort building your website. You're excited to launch it.
You're ready to share it with the world.
Exactly.
I
And
mean,
then you find broken links,
oh no.
forms that lead to nowhere, or even like typos
Yeah.
sprinkled throughout your content.
Ugh, I can already feel the frustration bubbling up.
Exactly. It not only makes your brand look unprofessional,
You're sure?
but it can completely derail your website's goals. Potential customers might get frustrated and bounce. You could miss out on valuable leads, sales,
Yeah.
and even search engines might penalize your site for poor functionality.
Wow, that's a pretty compelling case for investing in quality assurance. So how does Busy define a high quality website in the first place?
They have a multifaceted definition
Okay.
that goes beyond just aesthetics.
Got it.
They emphasize a website that's well-planned, well-designed,
Okay.
and well-executed,
Oh.
ultimately leading to more leads and conversions.
Yeah.
It's about ensuring that your website not only looks good, but also functions seamlessly and achieves your business objectives.
Okay, that makes total sense. And they actually provide a super detailed checklist to help you achieve all of that.
They do, and it's incredibly comprehensive, covering everything from content and functionality to design, accessibility, and even SEO.
Oh, wow.
Some of the items might surprise you. It really goes deep.
All right, well, I'm ready to unpack this checklist.
Okay,
Where do we even begin?
let's start with the foundation, content. And it's not just about proofreading for typos and grammatical errors.
Right.
Busy emphasizes having a logical layout and intuitive navigation.
Right, because what's the point of having amazing content if nobody can find it?
Exactly. You want visitors to be able to effortlessly find the information they're looking for. The checklist even reminds us about the importance of strong calls to action.
Oh, right.
They are absolutely crucial because they guide users towards taking specific actions that align with your goals, whether that's signing up for a newsletter, making a purchase, or requesting a consultation.
Now that you mention it, I remember being on a website recently where I spent ages searching for their contact information.
Oh, yeah.
It was buried somewhere in a maze of drop-down menus. Talk about frustrating.
It happens more often than you think. Clear navigation and prominent calls to action are essential for a positive user experience.
And what about sidebar content? What's the best approach there?
Busy points out that it shouldn't just be an afterthought. The sidebar content needs to make sense in relation to the main page content,
Where?
supporting and complementing the main message.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw random information in there just to fill space.
Makes sense. So, moving on from content, what about the technical side of things? I'm guessing that's where functionality and forms comes in.
You got it. And this is where we get into some of the nitty-gritty details that often get overlooked. But they can make or break your website's performance.
Okay.
One big thing they stress is browser testing.
Browser testing. I'll admit, I'm guilty of assuming everyone uses the same browser as me.
It's a common assumption. But you'd be surprised by the variety of browsers people use, especially across different devices.
Oh, yeah.
If your website isn't displaying correctly or functioning properly in one of those browsers,
Uh-oh.
you could be losing potential customers without even realizing it.
Okay, that's a good reminder to check for cross-browser compatibility. What else do they highlight in this section?
Another crucial aspect is forms.
Oh, yeah.
Forms can be a major source of frustration if they're not set up correctly. Imagine a potential customer filling out a form, hitting submit, and then nothing happens.
Or even worse, they get an error message and all their information is lost.
Exactly. Busy emphasizes the importance of thorough form testing across different browsers and devices.
Okay.
Do the instructions make sense? Are the fields properly validated? Is there a clear thank you page after submission? It's all about ensuring a smooth and user-friendly experience.
It sounds like there are so many potential pitfalls when it comes to forms.
There are, and it goes beyond just making sure the form works technically. It's about the entire user experience. Think about it from the user's perspective.
Yeah.
Is it easy to understand?
Right.
Fill out and submit the form.
All right, so we've talked about content and forms. What else falls under functionality?
Well, this is where we start getting into some of the more technical aspects.
Okay.
Like SSL and redirects.
Uh-huh.
And while they might sound a bit intimidating, they're crucial for security and user experience.
Mm.
SSL, or Secure Sockets Layer, is all about encrypting the data transmitted between your website and the user's browser. This is especially important for protecting sensitive information, like credit card details.
So SSL is essentially a bodyguard for our data, making sure it's safe from prying eyes.
Exactly. And redirects are important for both SEO and user experience.
Okay.
They ensure that people land on the right page, even if the URL has changed.
Right.
Preventing those frustrating page not found errors.
Yeah.
For example, if you've restructured your website or changed a page's URL, a redirect will seamlessly guide visitors to the correct destination.
Okay. That makes sense. It's like having a helpful guide who makes sure everyone gets to where they need to go, even if there have been some changes along the way. I'm starting to see why this QA checklist is so extensive.
Yeah.
There's so many details that could easily be overlooked.
And we're not even halfway through it yet.
Mm.
But we've laid a good foundation.
Absolutely. I already feel like I'm looking at websites with a whole new level of scrutiny.
Yeah.
And we've only just begun. I'm eager to share what else is on this checklist. All right, so we've tackled content and functionality, two critical pillars of website quality.
Yeah.
What's next on Busy Busy's checklist?
Let's move on to an area that's both technical and creative.
Mm-hmm.
Design and craftsmanship. This section dives into the visual aspects of your website.
Okay.
Ensuring it's aesthetically pleasing and reflects your brand effectively.
So we're talking about making sure the website looks good and feels right.
Exactly.
Not just functions properly.
Precisely. Busy starts with the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Is your logo crisp and easily readable?
Mm-hmm.
Have you added a favicon, that little icon that appears in browser tabs?
Right.
Does the website adhere to your brand guidelines in terms of colors, fonts, and imagery? These seemingly small details actually play a huge role in creating a cohesive and professional brand image.
It's funny how those little things can really make a difference. I've definitely come across websites where the logo looks pixelated.
Oh, yeah.
Or the colors clash with the overall design. It just feels off, like something is not quite right.
Exactly. And those inconsistencies, even if they're subtle, can subconsciously erode trust in a brand.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Users might not be able to pinpoint exactly what's wrong, but they'll sense that something's amiss.
So beyond those foundational elements, what else does Busy Busy highlight in terms of design?
They talk about the concept of visual hierarchy.
Okay.
Which is all about guiding the user's eye through the page in a way that makes sense.
Interesting.
It's like creating a roadmap for their attention.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Break down visual hierarchy for me. How does that work in practice?
Think about it this way. When you land on a web page, your eye is drawn to certain elements before others. Headlines, for example, are usually larger and bolder than body text.
I see.
So they naturally grab your attention first.
So it's about using different font sizes, weights, and colors to create a clear order of importance.
Exactly. And it's not just about text.
Right.
Visual hierarchy also applies to images, buttons, and other visual elements.
Okay.
A well-designed website uses these elements strategically to guide the user's attention and make the page easier to scan and understand.
That makes sense.
Busy Busy even mentions the importance of consistent spacing and alignment,
right?
Which might seem nitpicky, but trust me, it makes a huge difference in the overall polish and professionalism of your website.
You know, it's like when you're reading a document and the formatting is all over the place, it's just harder to process the information.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Consistent spacing and alignment create a sense of order. And visual harmony, making the website more aesthetically pleasing and easier to navigate. It shows that you care about the details.
Okay, so we've covered content, functionality, and design.
Yeah.
What's next on our quality assurance journey?
Now let's talk about accessibility.
Okay.
Which is all about ensuring that your website is usable for everyone, regardless of their abilities.
You know, I've become much more aware of accessibility lately.
Mm.
It's so important to make sure that everyone can access and enjoy the content on the web.
Absolutely. And Busy Busy includes several accessibility checks in their list. One of their key points is emphasizing the use of live text rather than image-based text.
Is there a big difference between the two? I mean, text is text, right?
Well, not exactly. Live text is actually much better for both SEO and accessibility.
Oh, really?
Search engines can easily crawl and index live text, which helps your website rank higher in search results.
Mm-hmm.
And for users who rely on screen readers, live text is much easier to access and understand than image-based text.
That makes sense. Images can't be read by a screen reader.
Right.
So using live text ensures that everyone can access the information.
Precisely. And speaking of accessibility for visually impaired users, BusyBusy also mentions the importance of adhering to the WCAG contrast guidelines.
WCAG. Refresh my memory on what that stands for.
WCAG stands for Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. These guidelines ensure that there's sufficient contrast between text and background colors.
Right.
It's not just about aesthetics. It's about making sure that people with low vision can easily read the content on your website.
So we're talking about things like using dark text on a light background.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Exactly. The WCAG guidelines provide specific contrast ratios that need to be met for optimal readability.
I see.
And it's not just about text. It also applies to other visual elements like buttons and icons. Busy even uses this catchy phrase to illustrate another accessibility point, the fat finger test.
Okay, that one definitely piqued my interest. What's a fat finger test all about?
It's a simple but effective way to make sure your website is user-friendly for people who are using touchscreens.
Got it.
The idea is to make sure your links are spaced far enough apart
that
someone with, say, a larger finger or less precise motor control won't accidentally click the wrong link.
Ah, so it's about designing for those accidental taps and clicks that can happen on a touchscreen.
Exactly. It's a small detail, but it can make a huge difference in the overall user experience, especially for people who are navigating your website on a mobile device.
Yeah.
It's all about anticipating those potential pain points and designing with empathy in mind.
I love that. Designing with empathy.
Yeah.
It's a great reminder that we're building websites for real people with diverse needs and abilities. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Content, functionality, design, and accessibility.
Yeah, we have.
Is there anything else on BusyBusy's checklist?
There is one final, but incredibly important section. Performance and SEO.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about making sure your website loads quickly, ranks well in search engines, and is secure.
So this is where we get into the technical aspects that can really impact a website's visibility and success.
You got it. And Busy starts with the foundation of SEO, optimized content. This means ensuring that each page on your website has relevant and well-written content that includes appropriate keywords, meta descriptions, and page titles.
So this is all about making sure your website shows up in search results when people are looking for information related to your products or services.
Exactly. And it's not just about stuffing keywords into your content.
Right.
It's about creating high quality, informative, and engaging content that is genuinely valuable to your target audience. But even with great content, if your website takes forever to load, people are going to bounce before they even have a chance to read it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why Busy also emphasizes the importance of caching and optimization.
Okay, break those down for me. I know caching has something to do with speed, but I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Caching is a brilliant technique that essentially stores copies of your website's files on servers around the world.
Got it.
So when someone visits your website, their browser can load those files from a server that's geographically closer to them.
Oh, I see.
Which significantly speeds up the loading time.
So it's like having a network of mini websites strategically placed around the globe, ready to deliver content quickly to visitors no matter where they are.
That's a great way to think about it. And optimization goes hand in hand with caching.
Okay.
It's all about fine-tuning your website's code, images, and other elements to make it as lightweight and efficient as possible. Think of it like streamlining a race car to reduce drag and improve speed.
I'm starting to get the picture. We want our website to be a lean, mean content delivering machine. What else is included in this performance and SEO section?
Well, no matter how fast or well optimized your website is, if it's not secure, you're putting your data and your users' data at risk.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why BusyBusy stresses the importance of security plugins.
So these plugins act like digital security guards, protecting our website from attacks and vulnerabilities.
Exactly. They help prevent hackers from gaining access to your website, stealing sensitive information, or spreading malware.
Right.
There are a wide variety of security plugins available,
mm-hmm.
and choosing the right ones for your website will depend on your specific needs and the platform you're using.
Wow, this checklist really is comprehensive. It covers pretty much every aspect of website quality, from content to design to functionality and security. I feel like I've learned so much already.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it really underscores just how much goes into creating a truly high-quality website that not only looks good, but also functions seamlessly, engages users, and achieves your business goals.
Absolutely. I'm starting to see why BusyBusy considers website development an investment.
Yeah.
Not just an expense. So we've been through this incredibly thorough checklist from BusyBusy.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's eye-opening and maybe even a little overwhelming. I never realized just how much goes into making a website truly high quality.
It's definitely a lot to consider.
Yeah.
But that's precisely why this checklist is so valuable.
Okay.
It's like having a roadmap to guide you through the website development process.
Yeah.
Helping you ask the right questions and make informed decisions every step of the way.
It's like having an expert in your pocket.
Exactly. And BusyBusy emphasizes that building a website should be treated as an investment, not just an expense.
Right.
And like any investment, you want to make sure it's going to deliver a return.
Yeah, for sure.
That return might be more leads, increased sales, or simply a stronger online presence.
So what does all this mean for our listener? If they're thinking about getting a website built,
right,
or even reevaluating their current site, what key takeaways should they walk away with from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is understanding that quality matters.
Yeah.
Don't just go for the cheapest option. Look for a web developer who has a robust QA process and can walk you through each step, explaining their approach to content, functionality, design, accessibility, performance, and SEO.
It's about finding a partner who understands your vision.
Yes.
And is committed to building a website that not only meets your needs, but also exceeds your expectations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remember,
yeah,
while BusyBusy's checklist is an excellent starting point,
right,
it's not exhaustive.
Okay.
Every website is unique.
Yeah, that's true.
And what defines quality will vary depending on your specific goals, target audience, and industry.
So it's about using this checklist as a foundation and then tailoring it to your specific circumstances.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your own research,
and
think critically about what other aspects of quality might be important for your specific website and goals.
Okay.
For example, if you're running an e-commerce website, security and payment processing will be top priorities.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you're in a creative field, showcasing your portfolio in a visually stunning way might be paramount.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
I feel like I've gone from website novice to informed consumer in the span of this deep dive.
And that's what we aim for, empowering our listeners with knowledge and insights that they can apply to their own lives and businesses.
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, we encourage you to think beyond the basics when it comes to website quality. What are your specific goals for this website? What are the non-negotiable elements that will make your website successful? Use this knowledge to ask the right questions and find a web developer who's truly committed to delivering a high-quality product.
And remember, the more you understand about website QA, the better equipped you'll be to make informed decisions throughout the development process. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty with a little research.
Right.
Read articles, explore different website builders,
and
talk to other business owners about their experiences.
This knowledge is power, and it can make all the difference in creating a website that truly shines and helps you achieve your goals.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into website quality assurance. Hopefully, you feel empowered to tackle your next web project with confidence and a discerning eye for quality.
We'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration. Until then, happy website building.